Chapter 14. Field of Love. Once in the morning, Lyria made a call to Alice. "We are going to have a meeting today, my dear," she informed her. "I will proclaim the great knowledge that Prajna has imparted to me. Come with Arthur and bring as many people as you can who have children or are planning to have children. It is very important." Alice was excited about the upcoming event and, anticipating the acquaintance with the new sacred knowledge, called Angela, Ruslan's girlfriend, as well as other acquaintances, inviting them to the meeting. At the appointed time, many people gathered in the bright, spacious hall, wishing to touch the ancient secrets and receive knowledge that would help them to protect their children from negative influences, give them strength to develop and achieve their goals. When all the seats were filled, Lyria took the stage. She was as majestic and sublime as ever. Her face seemed to glow from within with a steady, measured light. "My dear ones," she began her speech in a deep, enchanting voice, "today is a very important moment in the life of our Earth. Its future, and therefore our children's future, is being decided. The forces of evil are not slumbering on the Earth. There is a lot of negative energy and false information. Old good movies and cartoons, on which we were educated, joining with good, have disappeared from the screens. They have been replaced by scenes of horror and violence, scenes of constant war and destruction, stories about ghouls, demons, and vampires. The same themes are supported in computer games. Children's toys in the form of various monsters appear from the basis of modern computer games. The child is thus placed in a destructive atmosphere of aggression, destruction, violence, and images of the lower demonic world. Children have almost no contact with nature. It has been replaced by an artificial urban world with dead energy. Parents, busy with work, have less and less time for soulful communication with their children. At best, they are taught by indifferent educators, and often by people who give examples of aggression and intolerance, and who should not be allowed near children at all. School children are exposed to the negative impact of television and computers. That is why there are so many sick, mentally retarded children with mental disabilities. Even seemingly prosperous parents grow up criminals, selfish or degenerate, affected by laziness, drug addiction, and gambling addiction. However, there is a way out of this depressing situation. Lyria looked around the audience with a burning gaze. The people listened to her with awe and excitement, eagerly absorbing every word. "We, all parents, and those who are preparing to become parents, even if the child has not yet been conceived," continued Lyria, "must unite together and form a field of love that will protect our children from the negative energy and nourish their beings with the highest divine energy of love. And the more we gather, and the more often we do it, the more benefit we can bring to ourselves and our children. No expensive toys and things, no prestigious colleges can replace the energy of love, tenderness, kindness, and harmony for a child. No medicines and expensive clinics can give this to sick children, for whom this energy is a real salvation, and a salvation from any diseases, even those considered incurable. Even very good parents alone cannot transmit as much energy to a child as they can receive from a group of people. The power of a group, according to cosmic laws, is multiplied by the number of its members. Besides, the group, unlike a single person, is able to attract the highest divine energy of the cosmos and form a phantom field from it, which even in the absence of parents will envelop and protect the child. And, for adults themselves, there is no better practice of transformation than creating a field of love for themselves and their offspring." The deep, vibrating voice of the woman was filled with the light positive energy of love. In the silence of the hall, it filled the whole space, inspired, gave people hope for the best, showed the way to happiness, to development, to finding the true meaning of life. "A child can't be alone," Lyria continued. "One needs a group of children,
But what kind of community are our children surrounded by now, when even in the elite colleges of Harvard, Cambridge, and Oxford, children using drugs, gambling, violence, lying, and cruelty are the norm? By gathering together in a united group of creators of the Field of Love, we will be able to unite our children so that they not only become friends with each other, but also stay together in our nurseries, kindergartens, and schools, where the educators will share the idea of the Field of Love and other harmonious good methods of caring for children. Without such unification, we ourselves, and most importantly, our descendants, will be defenseless against the surrounding millions of people. Now, my dear ones, the most important and decisive hour has come for us to form this good field. Sit down, forming a big circle, and place the children with babysitters and photos of your children, who are not here now, with hairs and fingernails from them to strengthen the astral connection in the center of this circle. Interlock your hands correctly, and let us begin our prayer to God, opening our hearts to Him, and asking Him to give us and our children the energy of love. On the inhalation, fill with this energy, and on the exhalation, transfer it to the center of the circle to our children. All those present sat in a circle, just as Lyria had said. They tuned in to the upcoming action and began to create the Field of Love.
"Alice," Arthur called in a whisper, "I see the big black cloud of negativity leaving and dissolving into the air. The children and we are cleansed."
"Darling, I see a pillar of light descending on everyone,"
Alice whispered back and smiled affectionately at her beloved. Arthur felt a state of grace that embraced everything around him.
"Arthur, look, an orb! I see a golden orb that is descending. Rays are coming from it to everyone,"
Alice whispered enthusiastically again. Arthur tuned in and suddenly felt the same state of mind as he had when he had met the same ball of light in the cave.
"I know," he answered then. "It is Bhagavan. He is here. He is with us."
As he spoke these words, tears of purification flowed down his cheeks. Many of the creators of the Field of Love present also wept with the grace that overflowed. A strong and undeniable sense of harmony and protection began to emerge, grow, and expand. It was a certainty that everything would be fine, as if something heavy and oppressive had gone, making way for light, unconditional love, and boundless joy.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.